From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Gail Gordon, Jess Kirkpatrick, Hans Conried, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one to take your place. Baby face,
my poor heart is jumping. You should have started something.
Baby face, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace.
I didn't need a show, 'cause I just fell in love
with your pretty baby face.
You got the prettiest little baby face. You've got the sweetest little baby face, Judy.
There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping.
You should have started something.
Baby face, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace.
In your embrace, I didn't need a show, 'cause I just fell.
I just fell in love with
my baby, sweet, sweet
baby face.
Judy, what are you looking so worried about? Is anything wrong?
I'll say this, Howard. I got a ticket for parking on Sunset Boulevard. I don't think that cop liked my way of parking a car.
Your way? Well, what way is that?
Oh, just like any other woman. I stick out my hand, shut my eyes, throw her into reverse, and come in on a wing and a prayer.
Judy, you don't sound like a very careful driver.
Howard, I'm just as careful as any driver in California. I always look both ways before I go through a red light.
Well, I'm not surprised you got a ticket for parking, Judy. Those policemen on Sunset Boulevard are very strict.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Why, you know that my Uncle George was visiting here last week, and he got arrested just for having fluid drive.
Arrested for having fluid drive?
Yep, they caught him driving when he was too full of fluid. Howard, you know something? This parking ticket is the first one I ever got.
Well, Judy, that's quite a record. Tell me about it.
Well, sir, yesterday I was driving along on Sunset Boulevard, you see, with Pedro, on the way to the beauty shop. Pedro.
Si, senorita.
Be careful how you drive. We're on Sunset Boulevard. The cops patrol it every day.
Oh, I know, senorita. Once I got arrested here and thrown in jail for double parking.
Just for double parking?
Gee, I park one car on top of the other. And senorita, that accident cost me a lot of money. Cost me $20 to be towed home.
Pedro, $20 is awfully high for being towed.
Gee, but I got my money's worth. I kept my brakes on all the way home.
Ah, you're a smart boy, Pedro.
Gee, I think. Senorita, I wish I could get a raise. Yesterday I passed a used car lot, and I saw a swell secondhand hearse.
Now, Pedro, what on earth would you want with a hearse?
Well, senorita, when I drive, I like to stretch out.
Look, Pedro. Pedro, there's a parking spot up ahead. Pull in there between those two cars.
Gee, senorita.
Right here, Pedro.
Oh, senorita, is there enough room by the curb?
Just a second, I'll see. Okay, back up. Oh, Pedro, there goes the fender. Don't you have any consideration at all?
Gee, I leave the fender on the sidewalk where the owner can find you.
Look, Pedro, maybe I'd better get behind the wheel and park the car in that space up ahead.
Gee, senorita.
I'll park it right here.
Oh, that's perfect, senorita.
Hey, what do you think you're getting away with?
Uh-oh, the man in blue. San Quentin, here we come.
Lady, I've had my eye on you for the last 5 minutes. Don't you care anything at all about the law?
Care about the law? Why, officer, this is so sudden, I just met you.
Lady, don't you know it's against the law to park more than 18 inches from the curb? I'm going to give you a ticket.
Oh, shucks, officer, can't we talk this thing over? You know, if you promise not to give me a ticket, I might give you a little kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah. Oh, come on now, pucker up. Look at these lovely lips.
Lady, you ain't helping your case one bit.
Shucks, officer, what's wrong with you? After all, you're a man, and I'm a...
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What are you? Now, lady, you're getting a ticket. It'll cost you $2 in court. Now, remember, next time, park closer to the curb.
And, Howard, that's how I got this ticket. But you know, after the policeman left, I measured the distance, and I was only 17 inches from the curb.
You mean you were in the right and you still got a ticket?
Yeah, but I guess I better pay the $2 fine anyway.
Pay the $2, Judy. Don't be absurd. You're an American citizen. You pay taxes. You still vote.
That's right.
We still have free speech in this country. Freedom of the press. Freedom to assemble. Freedom of religion. That's the Bill of Rights. My forefathers fought and bled for that. At Valley Forge, Bunker Hill, and Lexington. And we'll never let them down, will we?
So boy, you should have got it instead of Ronald Coleman.
Judy, you didn't break the law. You should stand in your constitutional rights and fight this case.
By golly, Howard, I'll do it. I got my rights and I'll stand on the Monroe doctors.
That's the way to talk, Judy. I know a fine lawyer. I'll make an appointment for you.
Oh, that's swell, Howard. Thanks. I'm going home now and think this whole thing over. Geranium, what do you think of me standing on my rights and fighting this case?
Well, you know, Miss Judy, once my cousin Lucifer stood on his constitutional rights and tore up a ticket he got.
Yeah, how'd he come out?
He'll be out in September.
Geranium, you sound kind of pessimistic about this thing.
Oh, no, honey. I ain't saying they'll put you in jail, and I don't want to frighten you. But there's one thing I'd like to ask you.
What's that?
Have we got any recipes for baking a cake with a hacksaw blade in it?
Oh, golly, Geranium. You know, it's funny how a little old parking ticket can get you into trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, Miss Judy. You know, once I almost got a ticket for parking in a department store when I stepped on a moving stairway.
You stepped on a moving stairway? Well, where does the parking come in?
Part of me and that moving stairway stayed in the same spot for 2 hours.
Jello, how'd you get off the moving stairway?
Well, it took me 15 minutes. I slid down the banister, but me and the banister couldn't come to an agreement.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, I was going down and the banister was going up. Well, Miss Judy, I sure hope you win your case when you go to court.
Oh, I'm not worried, Geranium. I'm going to have good advice. You see, my publicity man, Mr. Manfield, is going over to the lawyers with me.
Well, honey, I sure hope that lawyer knows his business. Have you ever thought what might happen if you lose this case?
I sure have. They'll probably send me to the pen at Alcatraz.
Alcatraz? Miss Judy, that's a jail. That ain't no pen.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Geranium. That's the pen with a lifetime guarantee.
Oh.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaking your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and one of Judy's novelty musical interpretations.
I know the baddest girl in all the land. She plays the ocarina in a band. Her name is Amy Thistle. The way she plays her whistle is not so good, but her manner is so grand. Oh, it's wonderful when Amy Thistle plays her sweet potato whistle. Oh, it comes out so sour. She plays and plays upon her sweet potato whistle. She does it by the hour.
She tweets on the high note, toots on the low note.
Loop, 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 loop. When Amy Thistle plays her sweet potato whistle, the neighbors shout, roar out, poor little Amy Thistle.
Amy, she don't read a note by sight. When she plays it wrong, she thinks it's right.
I wonder why the wonder girl back in a picture, mother of a picture.
You should hear her play the mockingbird.
It's the darndest thing you ever heard. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody's off and it ain't me.
Huh?
Boys, now you hit the card and I'll show you who's wrong.
And believe me, that old mockingbird is there.
When he meets his own favorite sweet potato, so you get a chill. What a chill.
Poor little lady.
Judy, do we have to see this lawyer? As your publicity man, I suggest you pay the fine and forget the whole thing.
Mr. Manfield, I'm in the right, and I'm going to fight this case. Oh, this must be the lawyer's office right here. Oh, yeah, the name's on the door.
Zombie, and crawl. Crawl? Wonder where he got that name.
After three zombies, he'd have to crawl. Come on, let's go in.
Good morning, good morning.
Howdy, howdy.
Well, my dear, I can tell from looking at you that you must be Judy Canova.
Yeah, and I can tell by looking at you that you must be one of the zombies.
Mr. Dombey, my name is Manfield. I'm Miss Canova's publicity man. I came here to make sure she's well represented in court.
Oh, my dear man, she couldn't have picked a more brilliant lawyer. Why, I was the attorney who handled the famous Dieseldorf case.
Dieseldorf? What case was that?
A gentleman named Dorf ran over his wife with a diesel.
What happened to him?
Oh, I was very clever. I had him plead insanity. He said he was a fish.
Yeah. Well, did the judge believe him?
Oh, yes. He sent him up the river and put him in a can.
Mr. Zombie, the evidence in Miss Canova's favor is insufficient.
Oh, who cares about evidence? We'll have Miss Canova influence the judge by sitting on the witness stand and displaying her shapely legs.
You mean like this?
Miss Canova, the seams of your stockings are crooked.
Well, can I help it? They follow my legs.
Miss Canova, if you're going to influence the judge, I don't want you to wear that sweater in court.
Now, I suggested you wear a dress, Judy. Where did you get that sweater?
Oh, Geranium knitted it for me while she was cooking.
What are those three things hanging around the neck?
Meatballs. You got the yarn tangled up with spaghetti.
Oh, Miss Canova.
Good sauce with it, though.
I'll bet. Miss Canova. I could just see you in that courtroom now. Every eye is upon you. You're wearing a black silk dress that clings to your only curve, your every curve.
Well, I've got just the dress for it.
Does it cling to you?
It's got to. It's afraid to let go.
Mr. Zombie, isn't it rather precarious basing your case on the defendant's attempts to sway the judge with her appearance?
My dear man, please don't be impatient. Let me consult my law books under L. Let me see now. L, L, L.
What are you looking for under L?
Loopholes.
Mr. Zombie, what judge will handle this case?
Oh, a gentleman I've never heard of before. Judge Angus McGimmick.
Oh, Judge McGimmick? Oh, boy, he's the one Howard Petrie called up about. Pedro took down the message.
What was the message?
It says here, Judge McGimmick gets your case. If you want to make a hit, remember he is Scotch and you'll win your battle.
So Judge McGimmick likes Scotch people. Well, that's something to work on. Judy, can you speak with a Scotch dialect?
Aye. It's a bra brick nick to nick with a hutsut brawson and a brawler brawler to it.
Well, how about you, Mr. Zombie? Mr. Zombie, can you speak with a Scotch burr?
Oh, aye. And I come by it naturally, too. You know, my grandfather was a Scot. He married a half-wit because he heard she was 50% off.
Judy, where did you come by your Scotch dialect?
Oh, from my grandfather. He has the first dollar he ever made. And the district attorney has a machine he made it with.
Miss Canova, we'll capitalize on the judge's weakness for Scotch people. But when we go into court, don't go into your Scotch dialect until I give you the cue.
Okay, but if something goes wrong, the judge might give me 10 years. Then what'll I do?
10 years. Well, I'll see you in the courtroom.
The case of the people of California versus Judy Canova. Will the defendant please take the stand?
Okay.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. I'll tell absolutely nothing but the truth.
Your Honor, we plead insanity. Young lady, what is your name?
Judy T. Canova.
What does the T stand for?
Ting-a-ling. My mother was expecting the telephone. She was.
prosecuting attorney please examine the witness?
Miss Canova.
I'd like to ask you.
You're going to try to trap me into saying the wrong thing. You want me to open my mouth and put my foot in it? Well, I ain't going to.
Why not, Miss Canova? There's room.
Your Honor, I object.
You object on what ground?
Well, I've got to object to something. I feel like a fool just standing here.
Mr. Zombie, I don't think you know what you're doing.
How can you say that? Why, I'm very stable. I have a trigger mind.
Well, go to the stables and give it back to Trigger.
Miss Canova. Miss Canova, you claim that you are only 17 inches from the curb. Did anybody else see you measure the distance?
Yes, sir, I did.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm Jonathan Joe, the grocery boy. I live up above the boom, boom, with a flat foot, floozy, and a boy, boy. Boom, yeah, boom, yeah, boom, boom.
Did you see Miss Canova measure that distance?
Well, I measured the distance with my own 2 feet. I walked it off with the boogie beat.
I think maybe a little talking to might make you change your tune.
Oh, you can't sway me like the wind does a willow. I only change my tune for James Petrillo. Hippie legit jam to jib jam to Jimmy. Thunk, 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 thunk.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask my client a few questions myself.
Very well, proceed.
Miss Canova, I want to ask you just one question. Where were you on the night of April the 2nd?
I was home. Why?
Oh, you should have been with me. I had a peachy time.
Say, how come you're asking me questions like that?
Well, everybody else asks ridiculous questions, and I'm getting hot under the collar.
I'm glad you're hot under it. You ain't very hot above it.
Please, please, order in this court.
I said order in this court. Your Honor, I'd like to question our next witness, Mr. Hunter. Mr. Hunter, will you please tell what you saw on Sunset Boulevard?
Well, I was just packing, and I stopped to buy some peanuts at the peanut stand.
And, did you see the defendant park a car?
Well, I was, who else, yes,
Well, what time was it?
It was exactly, 12. You can't, fool me on the time, I heard the 12 o'clock whistle. Oh,
order in the court! Order! This entire procedure is irrelevant and immaterial, and furthermore, it violates the dignity of this court. Miss Canova, the judge is beginning to get mad. Now we'd better turn on the charm with the Scotch dialect. I'll chime in, too.
Okay. Your Honor.
Yes?
Your Honor, it's water, water, wonderful, water, the, when the parents don't...
Your Honor, Your Honor, it's a nickel for a knuckle and a queer quirkle on the thistle.
Your Honor, after hearing that scotch, how do you feel?
I feel fine, Miss Canova. Fine.
Fine?
Yes. Fine $500 in costs. Court adjourned.
Judy, I got here as fast as I could. How did you make out?
Howard Petrie, I ought to never talk to you again.
Well, why? Didn't you get my message?
Yeah, but it sure didn't work. Here it is right here. says Judge McGinnick gets your case. If you want to make a hit, remember he is Scotch and you'll win your battle.
Oh, Judy, that wasn't the message I sent. Pedro got it all wrong. Here, I'll fix it. Now, read it.
Remember, Judge McGinnick hits the bottle, so get him a case of Scotch.
Oh, fine.
Lots of suds, heaps of suds, extra suds.
That's what every woman wants, extra suds. That's what every woman gets who buys the new 1948 Super Suds, extra suds. Yes, extra suds for extra whiteness.
You'll get so much suds from the new 1948 Super Suds that just one box can fill a railroad car full of suds.
Well, that's some suds.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, get clothes cleaner, get out more dirt than the new 1948 Super Suds. The suds do the work. You need no bleach.
Yes, Colgate Palmolive Peat now brings you the sudsiest and the best Super Suds of all time. It's easy on washable colors. Mile to hands. Buy a box of new 1948 Super Suds at your dealers and carry home a carload of suds.
Super Suds now get more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and Irving Berlin's beautiful ballad, What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am one? What'll I do?
Judy Canova Show was written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Here's Judy.
We're a little late, folks, so good night.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.